Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
720 WGN. It's 2:38. Thanks for joining us for the show. Kevin's here. Lauren's in for Steve. Mary Vandeveld. Do you have room in your house for a dog? Maybe your apartment, you know, mostly in your heart. And can you take care of it financially? There are 33 dogs and puppies that were rescued from a shelter in Houston whose roof was blown off. Christina Rosinia is with us. She is Paw's Chicago Chief Operating Officer. I saw some of those puppies. They're almost irresistible.
Absolutely. They're adorable.
And so you're just reaching out to help a shelter that is in need. And so they land in Chicago. And I know you've got a dog foster open house on Wednesday, but I would imagine these dogs have to be checked out before anyone even sees them, right?
Absolutely. So as soon as they get here, we actually use gowns and gloves when we get them off of the bus, make sure we house them, feed them, get everything that they need, and then they get a full medical exam, ensure that they have all of their vaccinations and that any medical care or illnesses they have are addressed before we move them into either the adoption track or foster track.
And yeah, that's just it. So foster or adoption, does that depend on the pet?
Yes. So if an animal is healthy and cleared, then they will be approved for adoption. So a lot of these cuties will be available for adoption this week. If they need a little bit more time, like we have a couple in the group that are mamas with puppies or heartworm positive, and they need a little bit more time in the program to get their medical care or to get healthy, then they'll be cleared for foster.
And what kind of dogs are we talking about? What do you have?
A whole blend, everything from, you know, a couple weeks old to a couple years old, and from, 10 pounds to 50 pounds. So quite a mix, 33 dogs in total.
Oh, that's awesome. And you rely on volunteers to go down to Houston and pick them up?
So we do often go down and help pick up the animals directly. In this instance, we actually had a rescue partner that we met in the previous disaster relief with Hurricane Harvey that we had coordinated with. And so they helped get the animals up to us. And then we have volunteers here to welcome them and house them. But we're always looking for volunteers to either drive for future transports with these disaster reliefs or to come in and just spend time with the animals in our program.
Yeah, when I went to Paws Chicago, the website, which is pawschicago.org, I saw that volunteers volunteered over 95,000 hours in 2022. That really is the lifeline of Paws Chicago, isn't it?
It truly is. It's so incredible. We couldn't do what we do without volunteers. And our founders, Paul and Alexis, are volunteers themselves and founded Paws on that model. So we're really from the grassroots of having volunteers and passion build up to what we are at Paws.
And I also saw that you are looking for summer interns. Can you tell people about that? Because I think we have a lot of people listening who have kids or grandkids that'll be coming home from school. And I don't know about you. Well, Christina, maybe you did that. Maybe that was your thing when you were in school. But I would have done anything to do an internship at some place like Paws.
Yeah, I didn't have the pleasure of interning at Paws, but we do have a great internship program for high school and college students. They can intern in almost every department across the organization at our different locations and help out both with the mission and, you know, to get some real life experience that will apply to their future career path wherever that might take them.
And do they just go to the website or how do they get involved with that?
Absolutely. If they go to our website, pawschicago.org, you can look and see information about the internship and apply. And we have a fantastic volunteer team who will coordinate with them and interview them and help place them in the right department that gets, you know, or a breadth of departments. Sometimes we have rotating interns, get them the experience that they're looking for and also help out PAWS in that volunteer-based model to really continue with our mission.
Christina Rosinia is the PAWS Chicago Chief Operating Officer. One of our engineers here is like, do they have boxer puppies?
We have all kinds of puppies. So if you're looking for a dog or a cat, we definitely encourage you to check out our website. It's kept live with who is adoptable any given day. So you can see both animals at our adoption center and ones who are in foster homes who are cleared for adoption. But obviously, if anyone's interested in helping out, we have hundreds more at our medical center who are waiting to be cleared for adoption. So volunteering or fostering is also a great way to, you know, meet some cuties and hopefully meet the future pet of your family.
Oh, that's great. All right, pawschicago.org. Thank you for doing what you do, Christina. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'd imagine those sweet little dogs will be posted on that website very soon. And, you know, that's just it. Yeah, you want a boxer puppy that you go to the shelter and you're like, oh, you fall in love with like 8 or 10 of them. It's 2:44, time to get a check on weather and traffic. And then Brandon Johnson, who wants to be the mayor of Chicago, is going to join us. He released his safety plan today. We'll talk to him next. But what's going on, Mary?